This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has resumed pulverizing the Mariupol steel mill that has become the last stronghold of resistance in the bombarded out city. Ukrainian fighters reported the new barrage Monday, and it came after a brief ceasefire over the weekend that allowed the first evacuation of civilians from the plant. Meanwhile, a senior U.S. official warned that Russia is planning to annex large portions of eastern Ukraine this month and recognize the southern city of Kherson as an independent republic. The highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the United States has condemned as sickening Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's anti-Semitic comments about the Ukrainian invasion. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Monday that Russia is fooling no one by trying to justify its brutal invasion of Ukraine with a deranged conspiracy theory against the Jewish people.
Mr. Lavrov repeated the deranged conspiracy that Ukraine is dominated by neo-Nazis and dismissed President Zelensky's own Jewish heritage by saying, to quote Mr. Lavrov, "I believe that Hitler also had Jewish origins."
Lavrov was asked during an interview over the weekend with an Italian news channel about the Russian claims that it invaded Ukraine to denazify the country, a seemingly confusing position, since, again, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is, in fact, Jewish. Lavrov suggested falsely that Jewish people themselves are the biggest anti-Semites. Schumer said he condemned Lavrov's comments in the strongest possible way. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.